Greetings to you, sisters and brothers. This is Steve Muhammad coming to you from Refuge Depot. As we all know, the weather is extreme. We need to prepare our homes to become a sanctuary and not a cemetery. Please go to refugedepot.com or click in the description below to find all your disaster preparedness items and survival techniques. That's refugedepot.com or click in the description below. If you have any questions, please call 937-985-0779 or email refugedepot@gmail.com.
Are you tired of corporate-controlled media? Then it's time to subscribe to a new way of gaining access to independent and timely news coverage. Introducing the Final Call Digital Edition. The Final Call Digital Edition is on the cutting edge of print news delivery. The Final Call Digital Edition carries in-depth reporting and thought-provoking analysis of both national and international news. Get out of the old and get into the new. Subscribe to Final Call Digital Edition at digital.finalcall.com.
The all-new Final Call Radio. Streaming messages and music from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Worldwide. 24 hours a day. 7 days a week. Download the Final Call Radio app and take us everywhere. On your phone. On your computer. On your tablet. On Instagram. Facebook. And Twitter. You can also log on to finalcall.com and click the Listen Live button. Or finalcallradio.com. Final Call. Final Call Radio. The official voice of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam.
Assalamu alaikum. I am your brother Darnell Muhammad, a student in the ministry class under the divine guidance of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Welcome once again to another edition of My Walk with Jesus as a Muslim. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the one God to whom all praise is due. We thank this one God for his many mercies and blessings. And the greatest of God's mercy is that he intervenes in the affairs of humanity when humanity has strayed from the right path. We thank this one God for Musa and or Moses and the Torah. We thank this one God for Isa and or Jesus and the gospel. We thank this one God for Muhammad and the revelation of the Holy Quran to him. May Allah's peace and mercy be upon these worthy servants of his. However, I would be remiss in my duty if I did not share with you this evening, this audience of the people to whom God came to save. This God that I'm speaking of, he did not send a prophet, he did not send a messenger, but he gave the greatest demonstration of love that has ever been displayed by any human being ever in the annals of history. He came in the person of Master Fard Muhammad, the great Mahdi, the Son of Man, the one referred to as the Christ. He did not talk that he loved us. He did not only say that he loved us. He gave a demonstration, application of his love. He left heaven and came among us, searched among us, found one worthy among us. And that man is Elijah Muhammad, his Christ, now Mahdi. And we thank the two of them for not leaving us comfortless, but giving us a leader, a teacher, a guide, their Messiah, our Jesus, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I greet my brothers, sisters, and guests in our nation, greeting of peace, of assalamu alaikum. I would like to start this off by thanking a brother, a friend, a soldier in the struggle for the total liberation of our people, bringing to them that revelation that God gave directly to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in a face-to-face meeting with him. This young man, Brother Bobby Muhammad, was right here up out of Ohio, and he studied and he trained and he worked, and Allah blessed him to travel some around the country to work with many at the national level. And Allah blessed him to find a niche and a place to lay his hat and lay out his talents and his gifts to help all of us on a nation, national-wide basis. This brother has been a part of a national study session in these things called self-improvement study guides that are absolute divine guidance. Because self-improvement is, in fact, the basis of community development. And as a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, then a nation is no stronger than the weakest citizen that makes it up. And that is consisting of all the communities that make up the Black nation. This brother, this friend, this soldier, Brother Bobby Muhammad, will be with us this evening to talk about, to show us, and to pay tribute to one of the brightest stars, in fact, a star of God, according to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And the sky is just a little darker because one bright light is no longer shining there. So, Brother Bobby Muhammad, welcome to the program, My Walk with Jesus as a Muslim. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your brotherhood, Brother Bobby Muhammad.
Thank you so much, Brother Minister Donnell. Where do I sign up? Where do I sign up? I mean, this, brothers and sisters, you know, this is very, very, I'm so grateful right now. Because as Brother Minister Donnell has said, I came up out of Ohio. That is where I accepted these wonderful teachings, having heard a message from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan that was given to me on a videotape. And from that videotape, I accepted, and I count myself blessed to be able to have around me in my infancy, just coming to rebirth, Brother Minister Lance Muhammad, out of Dayton, Ohio, formerly of Columbus, Brother Minister Donnell Muhammad, Brother James Muhammad, Brother Arthur Muhammad, and then also in that great city of Cleveland, Brother Roland Muhammad. There were so many powerful lights and examples in the state of Ohio. And I, being able to look back, see how valuable these brothers were in my development, in my growth, in my ups, in my downs, in my ups again, in my downs. And Allah is so merciful that he doesn't give up on us if we don't give up on him. So thank you so much, Brother Donnell, for having me on the show. I'm so thankful to be here to pay tribute to Student Minister Ava Muhammad and to hear, you know, your reflections as well on the life and work of Student Minister Ava.
Thank you, sir. Brother Stephen.
I want you to think this through and use logic and reasoning. If Minister Farrakhan, everybody is able to listen to him and through him fall in love with Islam, what will happen? What will happen to the food industry? We're the fattest nation. Fighting that battle. We're the fattest nation on earth. What will happen when everybody starts to eat one meal a day or every other day? Now, this is real. This is a billion-dollar industry. What will happen to the pork industry? We're talking serious money. What will happen to the tobacco industry? Serious money. You're talking about black people being free now of high blood pressure, living longer. What happens to the scavenger industry? I'm talking shrimp, lobster, crab, clams. What happens to the scavenger industry? Catfish. What happens to the drug industry if everybody follows Islam as taught by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under Minister Farrakhan? Not some weak do anything you want Islam. How to eat to live Islam. Restrictive law Islam. Have a beautiful, great life, but you can't be a freak anymore. Islam.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brother Bobby, as I listen to that and the many times Sister Minister Ava Muhammad came in and out of Columbus, you know, her family is here and she was here for a few years right before she went back to Chicago. And we had some coffees and things together and we sat down and talked about many things. And she also spoke here when we were at the mosque, of course, over on Atchison in the NOI Community Center, as it was called at that time. And I can tell you, brother, there is no one that was able with the spirit, the energy, the emotions to deliver that revelation to whereas you could actually feel yourself being pulled into the message better than Student Minister Ava as she represented that word of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad from Master Farad Muhammad as given to her under the tutelage of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, truly a star, truly a light, and she would convict you to the other words. When she got through speaking, there really was not a whole lot of questions. Most certainly there were no arguments or rebuttals because her facts and the spirit and the conviction in which she communicated convicted you.
Absolutely. She was surgical. You know, we would hear messages from you know, various ministers and Minister Ava, she prepares thoroughly. And she was so concise that she would be done and you'd be like, wait a minute, it's over? But it was so powerful and impactful, like you say, brother. What just came to mind watching that clip, two words, and it's right here on the cover of her book, real and love. Student Minister Ava was so real. You see it in that clip.
Right, right, right.
She wasn't trying to fake and act like she was something, you know, above any. She was so humble.
Right.
And then she was so full of love. Love for the God, for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and the people that God came to save.
She was just so careful. She wanted to she wanted you to understand and accept the word, to see what she saw in the word. And because she had that singular focus like that, you could not help but be drawn in to her line of logic to actually see it.
Right. And that's what I said. She was surgical. She was surgical. So she prepared. I mean, as we know, she was an attorney.
Right.
So she knew well how to state her case. And she would just go right about that and present it, like you said, Brother Minister Donnell, in such a way that you couldn't just, you couldn't wrestle with it other than internally, whether or not you was going to accept it. But you could not refute it any type of way.
That's right. It was once she got it in you, it was there.
It was over with. It was a slam dunk. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Brother Stephen, are there any questions for my brother?
Yes, sir. We have one question so far. Let me get everybody right here. Yeah, the question is, in working with our sister, with the study guides, can you tell us about that experience? Because, I mean, we see Dr. Ava on the screen, and we, as the minister said, we feel her when she talks. We can feel her words. What was it like working with Dr. Ava?
And let me say this from the very outset. I don't want to put myself out there as though I had some special, extra close relationship with Student Minister Ava. I was blessed to be able to be a part of teams that worked with Student Minister Ava to help her in various endeavors. Initially, with her show when she launched the Elevated Places blog talk radio show. Looking back, it was like over 10 years ago. It's hard to believe. And then later, during the time of COVID, and we were all, you know, remaining in our homes, and we had to take our homes for not only places of worship, but for most everything else. And so Student Minister Ava desired to be able, and she may have had this thought even before COVID, as she has been a principal helper of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, not only in implementing the study guides, but to actually record them in order to take what was being given to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan by Allah, a course of study, and to be able to put it on paper, to organize it, to develop discussion questions, and all of that. She wanted us to be able to reach out nationally in a way, using modern technology, using this medium, to be able to reach out all over the country, and not just all over the country, but all over the world, because we have participants every Friday night. We've been doing this for, maybe 2 years or so, roughly in that area. And we have participants from Bermuda. We have participants from across the pond. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning in Great Britain, and they're signing in to these study group sessions that we have all across the country, physically in our mosques and study groups. But she wanted to make a way that those that could not get access in person would not be deprived of the benefit of discussing the material. And so when I was blessed with an invitation to be a helper in that cause, we have a course set up that Student Minister Ava directed, and Brother Troy Fivex, who was a principal helper, is a principal helper of Minister Ava in Chicago. And he set up a course for the coordinators that we would go in and get the foundations, the fundamental principles of how to conduct study group as directed by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And Minister Ava also helped in that way. And so prior to the Friday night sessions, we as the coordinators would meet and she would give us guidance. And then even in those sessions, she was just so humble, and she would just sit back, and we as the coordinators would go over the material in our own study group to see what principles come to mind and what ideas come to mind, and also for our own personal growth, because we need to be participants in the group. We can't just be facilitators and then not be participants. We have to be active participants. And so she guided us so beautifully and would give us insight, words from the minister, and she would help us so that we could be greater helpers of the larger body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Bobby, for that. Brother Stephen, anyone else?
Yes, sir. Out of your experience with her, what is one thing that you could tell her that really impacted you about just that interaction?
Well, you know what? What comes to mind is I go all the way back. I opened up by just being so thankful to all of the student ministers in Ohio. And I go back to when I first came into acceptance of the teachings. You know, back in the day, y'all may not know what this is. Some of y'all young, we had like videotapes and cassette tapes.
Yeah.
And so these would be tapes of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And naturally, hearing him was just magical and powerful. And so maybe I'm the only person that ever did this. Maybe it's just me. But, you know, when you have the tape, you have all these people that open up at the beginning, and then the minister comes on. And like I said, it's probably just me. But what I would do is I would fast forward through people so that I could get to the minister. I'm sure nobody else ever did that. But one of the people that broke me of that was Student Minister Ava, because on one instance, accidentally, I was in a position where the tape was playing. I was too far away to stop it, so I was just listening. And Minister Ava came on. And as I listened to her, as we were talking about earlier, I saw that, hold up, the God is guiding every one of his helpers to help him in the delivery of the word and for it to have an impact. It was her, Sister Minister Ava. It was Brother Minister Rodney, who I later, when I moved to Philadelphia, ended up being his student assistant minister, Minister Rodney, Brother Abdul Wali, former editor of the Final Call newspaper, Brother Abdul Allah. And when from that point on, I never fast forwarded another tape. And then I later learned from Brother Minister Jabril, he said, when you do that, you're disrespecting the God, because the God is going to use every single individual that opens up that meeting. And the minister is like this. He wants to hear it from the beginning all the way to the end, because he knows that Allah is going to put something in each individual that's on that program that's going to contribute to his aim and purpose of that particular program.
Yes, sir. That's beautiful. I like that. That's right.
And that's powerful.
Spot on. That's spot on.
And so, Student Minister Ava, the thing that I've learned, and it's interesting, and me and Brother Troy 5X, we've talked about this, and she brought this up as well over and over again, is that where we are in the study guides, and this goes all the way back to when COVID first hit, and we was going through study guide 18 and then into 19. As we're going through these study guides right now, they are perfectly timed to where we are in history, in our country and in the world. And so as we go through them and as we're going through them, they are helping us with our everyday life, family, our job, our field, the fields in which we work. And very, very interestingly, and I'm gonna go to this if you don't mind, I'm gonna turn
to
study guide 19, because in study guide 19, I think it's page 63. Let me look. I could be off a little bit. Nope, I'm not off at all. Page 63 of the study. Matter of fact, you know what I'm gonna do? Because I know we may have listeners. If I can get to the, come on, open up now. Here we go. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put this study guide in the chat, just like we do on Friday nights. Okay.
All right.
So
good.
I'm putting a link to the chat, and then I'm also going to put a link to where you can get other study course material. Words from Student Minister Ava. Okay. Do I have access to the chat? So I see comments. So am I able to
add that's the comments. Yeah, hit that comment. You should be able to
add a comment though. So what I do is I'll send it to the studio and y'all can put it in because it sees where it shows I can send something to the studio. So I'll send it to the studio.
I'll put it out.
All right, there you go. So if you can put that in the regular comment piece. Yeah. And this is Keith. Student Minister Ava was an example of this. This is from her introduction. And it says here, we have been severely handicapped as a people because of the woman's absence from the deliberative process in government, business, education, and especially religion. We have not been able to benefit from the intelligence and problem-solving skills of more than half of our population. The most insidious, self-inflicted injury has been the resistance to hearing the word of God through the female. We must take heed to the minister's words. And here she quotes the minister, the world is in trouble because the world has no respect for the woman. And if the world has no respect for the woman, the world has no respect for God. When you respect God, you must respect the woman because the womb of the woman is a place of sacredness. And so as we're going through this study guide, look, think over this. We're going through this study guide and we're being shown one of our greatest self-inflicted injuries, and we have Student Minister Ava Muhammad to guide us through the process. A perfect example of a woman to whom we should listen to present time. And so I want to direct the audience to go to her website. We'll put that in the chat, where she has books. She has master classes that she did for Sisters Only. She has two master classes that she allowed the brothers to come into. And those master classes are still available. As the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, she's a star of God, and the starlight is still shining brightly. And her work, her material, they are tools in the toolbox to help us to carry into practice the principles that we study in the self-improvement course.
Yes, sir.
And you'll see many of her books, she's referring back to the self-improvement study guides over and over again.
Yes, sir.
And so we will continue to benefit from her work.
Yes, sir. There's a question in the chat, beloved brother Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Sister Joyce Muhammad says, what is one lecture from Minister Ava that you would recommend to a new member coming into the Nation of Islam?
One that comes to mind, and I don't know that it's on her site, but she did a series called Mind Wars. Y'all remember that?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, we'll have to look. We'll have to get with her team that's on that end that handles her materials, and we'll look to see if those are available. But Mind Wars comes to mind simply because the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us of the battle in the sky. And it's a physical battle, straight up. We having an air show. It just ended. And the enemy had his F-35 fighter jet doing his thing, you know, but if you read the Final Call newspaper, was it last issue?
Yes, sir. Right.
And the Navy has come out and borne witness. You know, there's something more better.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That
yes,
the
sir.
God has produced. But there's also the other aspect of mind wars, which is this right here. We're at war to retain and then maintain our mind as it is by nature after the mind of God. And so yes, she did a whole series on that. So if we can, we'll touch base and reach out with the team and see if those are available. But that is one that comes to mind. But anything that you can get your hands on. Matter of fact, right after the criterion, I have it written here, right after the criterion. So the minister did the criterion on July the 4th, 2020. And one of the things he said was that The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told him that God had already gone in front of the minister and made friends for him all around the earth. Then the minister said, "You'll see after today, the witnesses are going to come up from all around the earth and the enemy will be absolutely desirous of ending my life right away." And I pointed out in something that I wrote that it wasn't even necessary to look all over the earth. Student Minister Ava was one of those witnesses, powerful witnesses that was heard all over the earth. And it's interesting that she gave a message, a powerful testimony to the world. So here's another one. And maybe we can get the link to this. Matter of fact, if you go to media.noi.org, you should be able to find this message entitled "The Law of God," which was given July 19th, 2020. So while you're waiting on getting Mind Wars, go to media.noi.org, which is where you have the archive messages, and go get "The Law of God" by Student Minister Ava Muhammad, given 15 days after the minister delivered the criterion.
Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Brother Stephen, did you want to play some other clips that kind of lead into this self-improvement guide that Brother Bobby has been referencing throughout the program?
Yes, sir. As we transition into the importance of the study guide, and we once again, we are really appreciative of your time, Brother Bobby, and getting into this because it's very key to our communities being a safe and decent place to live. So let me go ahead and play this clip that that you sent me. That's powerful.
Sister Ava is partly responsible for these study guides. Sometimes I don't know whether you understand exactly what I'm about to say, but you know, there are certain people who have a certain chemistry that allow you to create. Sister Ava has the kind of spiritual chemistry that causes her to love the word of Allah. She loves Master Farad Muhammad. She loves the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. She loves the work of Islam. And because of that love, there's a chemistry that allows me absolutely to create. That's, I guess, the best word I can use. Because this material flowed as though you turned on a faucet and it just came without a lot of thought, preparation or study. It came from the inside out based upon my study of the words and teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Beautiful, beautiful. Are there any questions about that clip? It's clear that as we have been sharing earlier in the program, Brother Bobby, Brother Stephen, myself, and others, that the minister is a key, the point he just made about her and the study guides and the chemistry. Even before that clip was played, we were already feeling this as a result, without even knowing he had said that about her. Her impact on us was already a witness to what the minister came out and confirmed.
Isn't that something?
You know you're in tune when the messenger of God confirms what you were already feeling, already saying, without yourself sitting down in front of him and him telling you that directly. You were already feeling this. You were already expressing this to yourself, your family, your friends, and now to us on this program. That shows you the deep impact the student minister Ava had, and as a result, the impact she had with him and that chemistry they had to bring about this absolute divine revelation called self-improvement, the basis of community development.
Man.
You can't get no clearer than that.
Man, that's good. Beautiful. I guess, yeah. Brother Bobby, if you can give us the, you know, just why should we, I mean, I know the minister says all those beautiful words, but I'm just the average brother on the street. Why should I look at attending these classes, these self-improvement classes?
Yes, sir. And that's a great question. And there are so many ways to approach it. But I think what comes to mind are the words that the God who came gave to us, and a summation of his teaching and his work could be summed up in six words, which are accept your own and be yourself. But then the question becomes, well, who am I? Mm. If you've had a chance to, and I recommend the minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan gave a short message to the Nubian Leadership Summit yesterday. And at some point, maybe you'll see that in the chat. Maybe you did see it, but I pulled some words, just a few words that I think tie into and connect the aim of the God who came and the importance of this course. And so the minister told this conference, this summit, that the institutions, and this is after he reflected on the death of the Queen of Great Britain. And he saw that as one of the signals in words to the end of their world, the world set up under the idea of white supremacy. And he said the institutions set up by the enemy are fading and falling and dying a well-earned death. So you and I must strike out on a new and better course. And I underlined the word course. And that course is based on our very nature. And so to be able to be ourselves, we have to know our nature and we have to develop that nature. And in this talk that he gave yesterday, he went over the refuge prayer and went over all of the things that we need to seek refuge from so that we can be in accord with our true nature and grow into our function, which is the action or purpose for which a person is born or suited. Now, course, that's a key word. These are often referred to as the study guides, self-improvement, the basis for community development. But these form a course, a pathway from one point to an ultimate destination. And the ultimate destination that the God came to help us to arrive upon was for us to grow into him. He aims to return us and make each one into a God.
That's right.
One
That's right.
having force and power to be able to do whatever it is that you envision, you are able to achieve it and do it for the service, not only of yourself, but more importantly, the service of others to build a community. We can't build nothing that's going to have any sustainability. And if you go back to the introduction to the study guides, the minister talks about how we can build horizontally, we can build businesses, but if we're not building ourselves, if we're not building our character, if we're not building and growing into our true nature, then anything we build horizontally is going to fail us.
Right.
We first have to build ourselves up to being like him who created us. And then we can build community. We can build nation. We can That's build right. a new world. But it all starts with self-improvement, the basis of community development. So whatever it is we're striving to do personally in our lives, whatever that is, we've taken all kinds of courses. We've taken courses to become engineers, psychologists, mathematicians, whatever, but show me the course that grows you from man into God or woman into God. There's only one course that does that. It was given through the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan with the help of Student Minister Ava. She wrote down the study guides as they were coming forth from him, and she did a perfect job. And so this course, which is 21, about to be 22 study guides, takes us step by step through very aspects of personal development. And I'm not going to read through them all, just give you just a few. Mixed feelings and controversy, how do we handle it? Building human potential, overcoming difficulty, the struggle for balance, the will of God, building the will of God, our intimate relationship with Rabbil Alameen, Lord of the Worlds, and various other study guides that are, as we talked about, surgical. This is the God being surgical and giving us material to study. Everything that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has shared is exponentially extremely valuable, but only certain things were he got, was he guided to put into a study guide. He was asked the question, or that came up, Minister Ava shared this, that when they were thinking and talking about study guide 22 or what would lead to that, there was the criterion. And the minister asked her, she said, well, the criterion is not a study guide. And she said, no, sir. And then he got quiet. And she said, when he gets quiet, you get quiet. Mm. And she said that the minister said that, no, the criterion, it's not a study guide. It's a standard. And then they talked about the swan song, and the swan song ended up being what is going to be study guide number 22. Mm. And if you were at the janazah prayer service for Student Minister Ava, he read the letter that she wrote with regards to the presentation of those study guides. So I say that to say that what Allah has guided the minister to put into the study guide, this is the course. Think about it. If you wanted to become an engineer, you would have to take certain courses, prerequisites, this, that, and the other, to get to be able to become an engineer. Well, this is the course that the God has inspired through the minister to help us to become true to our nature and to become a God, having force and power over our environment, and to be able to make, not adapt to the environment, to hell with that. We ain't adapted to nothing. No, to make an environment that is conducive to the aim of God. So that, to me, is the importance of this course.
Yes, sir, brother. Oh. Excellently put. Excellently put. A course of study to actually improve us. And that improvement is nothing short of being like God himself. Love it. Love it. There's a question that Sister Leah has. I don't see all of it, but I see part of it.
I see
it. I'll go ahead and read it. Says, yes, sir. She was honored by many around the earth when we lost our minister, Dr. Ava. She made you feel like a sister, a relative in her presence. Even even on the rostrum, she kept it real. She was the first, a history maker. I'd like to know if, because of being the first student female minister, how it was in the beginning.
Well, in the beginning, there were student female ministers under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but he had to pull them back because they were getting so far ahead of the males. Mm. And even as Prophet Muhammad had to reform the Quraysh from burying their female children alive, and then that same male chauvinism along with the white supremacy still crept back in to the revelation after he was gone, thus making him have to say that three generations after me would no longer be of me. And in the nation of Islam, you know, many of us, when the expression was made that 75% of the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, our language was for the female. And the mindset behind that expression was, you know, women, they just need a whole lot of work. They just a problem, blah, 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 blah. Again, that male chauvinistic attitude. But in reality, the expression was, it was with the black woman. Because so much of the secret of God, so much of the presence of God was with the woman. She is God. She holds the secret of God in her. And so Minister Ava was one of the first of this dispensation of time. And as the women were reeled in back in that time, because God still came to make a man. And that's why we get the title of FOI, the name given to the training of the men that belong to Islam in North America, even though in fact we are boys. But he put a goal out there, FOI, the name given to the training of the men, so that we as boys in mindset, boys in treatment from the slave master, where their children even refer to the elder black men as boys. He had to build us up while the women were referred to as MGT, Muslim girls training, because they were still women. They were just not the women of God. They were women of the conqueror. They were women of the slave master. So God had to make them back into his woman again, and thus the MGT and the GCC. So Sister Minister Ava was that woman of this new dispensation of time in the rebuilding of the Nation of Islam, and most certainly she was a star in that pioneering field without equal.
Without a doubt.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah.
So, Brother Bobby, I guess a question that comes to mind is, okay, so these study guides are, you know, making us a guide. That sounds intimidating, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So how should we approach this process of self-improvement and getting into this course? What are steps that we should take to get ourselves ready to go through this process?
Right. And it only sounds intimidating because we don't know who we are. We were robbed of that knowledge. And that's the value of the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We become reacquainted with our own history. And we're not given the whole 78, 82 trillion years. We're given aspects of our history to give us to show us what we were in the past, which is an indicator of what we can become and beyond in the future. But just starting on a very basic level, and that's why when we say God, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that means force and power. And then you have the God, which is supreme. He's the supreme being, a human being that is supreme in force and power and all of his attributes. So we, on our level, we are striving to grow into our potential. It's like these bulbs. We got light bulbs. Every bulb has a different capacity. We're born with that capacity, but we have to develop that capacity to exercise ability in our environment. And so we want to be good husbands. We want to be great in our field, the field that we work within. And it's so simple to begin. All we have to do is go to store.finalcall.com and go and purchase study guides 1-9 and study guides 10-18. And then tune in and visit your local mosque or study group. And if there's none that are near you, then you can come to, you can sign up at study.noi.org, and you will receive the assignment and an invitation to attend the national and international, really, Friday night sessions, and you just begin. We have a lesson. To make devil, what must you first do? Begin. So that's what you got to do. You got to get started by simply getting the material, beginning to read it, to study it, and then work to carry the principles that you study into practice. And this is no overnight process. This is a process that we begin and that we continue on until Allah takes us from the planet. So it is a process. It is a step-by-step process. It's just like physically, you don't get fat overnight. You're not going to get skinny overnight. You got to go step-by-step to be able to deal with the impediments that we have within us that keep us from being true to our nature and true to our purpose. So step-by-step, get the study guides, begin to read them, and then attend. This is critical. You can't, look, these study guides, the nature of these study guides, you cannot get the full benefit of these study guides by just reading them to yourself, studying them, trying to carry them into practice. The God and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has been guided to direct us that we have to sit together and discuss the study guides. And in the course of this discussion, to expose our thoughts to one another as we engage in the discussion of this material. Now, someone asked Minister Ava when we put that up in Friday night, when the minister is directing us to expose our thoughts over the material and the study guide, someone asked her, well, do we just expose our thoughts with regards to everything? No, no, you don't do that. She said, you don't go to your boss and say, you just a fool. You're just an idiot. No, we're not talking about just expose your thoughts, just whatever. No. We say within the context of the discussion, we are exposing our thoughts as to what we think. We are sharing. We are learning from one another. No one of us has a full and complete understanding. And so we will learn from each other. And the other piece of this is this, whether you have 4 in a circle, 8 in a circle, 10 in a circle, whatever, however many you have, when you are discussing this course, the God is present in the circle as well. And he will prove that to you in a number of ways. One of those ways is you'll be sitting in the circle, maybe with somebody you don't even like. They done rubbed you the wrong way, whatever. You dealing with a problem. The God will put the solution to your problem into that person that you don't like. And when the person says it, you're going to be blown away. How did they know I was going through that? Because the God is present and he will feed you from whoever's in that circle. And then it also causes you to think different about that brother. Because all of us were born and raised in hell. And so we are bound to offend one another and to have issues and problems that ill affect one another. But the God is working to build us up individually and then connect us so that we can repair broken relationships and build a future for ourselves.
Beautiful, brother. Thank you. Yes, sir. I guess, Brother Bobby, in these last few minutes, as you discussed in some great detail of the significance of these guides, particularly when you kind of isolated, for lack of a better word, the purpose, there are many things that the minister has shared as a result of the revelation and guidance of Allah through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and also direct revelation from Allah to him, as Allah has spoken through him on too many occasions to even remember or count. But specifically when you made the comment about these study guides are in and of themselves, not though necessarily the word independent, but specific because they deal with something that's directed personally at the individual citizen as he or she makes up this great nation, this course is the best training to make that believer, whether he be registered or non-registered member in the larger black nation, since we are all Muslims. This course is specifically designed to help make that person transition into becoming a true community member citizen of what a community would look like if that individual actually takes this course and discusses it in a group setting, as you pointed out earlier. And having said all of that, Brother Bobby, then how do we begin to help? I know you said it earlier, mm-hmm. and sometimes you say it so simply, but yet so powerfully, just in case we missed it. How do we then just simply begin to attract more people to consider, as Brother Stephen asked earlier, your family members, your co-workers, if you have a lunch break? I'm not saying get on your job and discuss it and get fired, but mm-hmm. You had a lunch break and somebody asked you a question, ain't you a Muslim, blah 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 blah, how do you do what you do, and so forth and so on. Mm-hmm. How do you begin to tie people into, pique their interest, and get them to want to ask questions about how you are the way you are, how do you do what you do, and how can I become more like that? What do we say to our brothers and sisters to attract them to what is absolutely their salvation?
Yeah, as you say that, that's a great question. As you say that, Brother Minister Donnell, it reminds me of what the minister said about Student Minister Ava, that she was just magnetic.
That's
and of
what he
course,
said.
the best way to attract, and the minister is as well, the best way to attract is to become magnetic. And the best way to become magnetic is to continue to work on yourself and improve yourself, because as we work on self-improvement, we become more magnetic. And then all we have to do is extend the invitation and give the opportunity to just discuss the material. And it can be as simple as that. And let me say this as well. It's not limited. Friday, Brother Troy 5X says this all the time out of Chicago, Mas Miriam, that Friday, the study guide is not limited to Friday night discussion. You can have these discussions. Matter of fact, before I came onto this show, we have Friday night discussion, but where I live here in Colorado, there's just a group of brothers and sisters. We meet every Sunday as well. And we go over the very same assignment, the very same material, because we just want to have another set to where we can just have a discussion. These kinds of conversations, they can be held over the dinner table, those that eat breakfast, the breakfast table, wherever you are, you can have these discussions. You know, man, I'm struggling. And you look at what you're struggling for. Study guide number 18, rising above emotion into the thinking of God, and just engaging in conversation over the material, and then taking the challenge to carry into practice the principles. And in doing that and having the conversations and having the discussions, the effect will be self-evident as you carry into practice the principles that are studied. So number one, we have to strive to be active in the course ourselves, and then extend the invitation and make it comfortable, make it non-threatening. You know, when we do our circles as coordinators, we are guided and instructed to create an environment where people feel comfortable to be able to share. Because it's not, we said expose your thoughts, that's not comfortable for everybody. To be able to share your thoughts, you feel like, I'm gonna sound dumb, you know, I don't know, and I'm just getting into this. Or I've been in this for 30 years and I feel kind of dumb still. That's embarrassing, I've been in this in so long, it don't make no difference. Because your journey is your journey, and that's between you and Allah. And so we have to create an environment where our brothers and sisters feel comfortable being in a discussion that is a very sensitive nature, because we're working on self-improvement. But we have as our benefit an exemplar. An exemplar is not just an example. An exemplar is somebody that epitomizes what is to happen if you go through this course, and that exemplar is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. These courses are a bearing of witness of him as he has gone through these courses and they've been given to us so that we can follow the same path of someone who has been raised to be an example, an exemplar for all of us.
Beautiful. Thank you, sir. Absolutely straight to the point, clear, a clear way. Magnetism, by magnetizing yourself, and that can only be done by studying the course yourself, applying it to yourself, improving yourself. Then people will look at that and say, how did you come from where I used to see you at? And you're talking like this, you're looking like this, you're shining, you're glowing, your conversations is always elevated. I am very interested in what you have to say. And then whether you, even if you don't realize it, the effect will be the same on the people that you interact with. They will see it, even if you don't see it, particularly if you apply it, ingest it, and strive to do your best to live it. Then I agree, brother. That is an excellent way.
Brother Minister, I got a question if we can sneak it in.
Please, please.
Okay. All right. You know, for all of us who are shy, who are kind of introverted, you know, who are socially misfits, right? So we're coming into this situation where we're sitting around in this circle with others, you know, and to some degree we're bearing, you know, our soul, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So the question is, you know, what is the etiquette, you know, in the study group, what is the etiquette? What is the protocol, you know, as far as everyone treating everyone? And yes, go right ahead.
Yeah. And if I had time, I may put it in the chat, but we're given a series of instructions with regard on how to conduct study group. And except if I had time, I put it, maybe I'll just send it to you, Brother Steve, and you can put it up. But we're given specific instructions on how to handle the participants in the circle. We're dealing with the people of God whom he came to save. And as I said earlier, we're striving to create a safe space and environment. And as coordinators, we're not there to teach. We're there to facilitate conversation. And sometimes when the conversation is a little bit hesitant, we are guided and instructed. And Minister Ava would say that sometimes you got to be the one to give the example. Mm-hmm. And so I know when I'll say straight up, well, I'm dealing with this, or I get jealous when this happens. Well, boy, you know what? And when they see you say, look, oh, he's struggling with something that I'm struggling with. Mm-hmm. And again, this is self-improvement. We're not supposed to say, well, you know, like in Study Guide 18, well, they should have did this and they should have handled it like this. No, we're told to put ourselves in those shoes. And more often than not, whatever we're dealing with here, we're all struggling from it. So we got to deal with the fact that I'm dealing with this right now. You saw it in the clip, Brother Steve. She said right. The war on obesity. She said, hello. Fighting that battle, she was like that. She was real. You know, she wasn't trying to act like she arrived. No, she put herself side by side with us. Say, yep, I'm struggling with some things too. And so if we do that, if we're willing to be comfortable to say, you know what, the God already knows. I don't mean you go tell all your business now, but you let them know that you are struggling with this, that, and the other, and whatever you are comfortable with sharing. If you do it, then that automatically makes everybody else more comfortable with doing it. Because they realize you ain't coming from some high place of I've arrived. Right. No. The reason why I tell my circle all the time, boy, I'm here. This is a therapy session for me. I feel kind of selfish, you know, because I'm asking all these questions, but I'm taking the notes and I'm saying, okay, how's this going to make Brother Bobby better? Mm. How am I going to be able to improve?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That's my focus. And that should be all.
Yes, sir. Love yes, it. Sir.
Therapy.
Yes. Well, sir. Brother Bobby, we want to thank you again for your time, for your expression of love. Again, love is not some emotional feeling or just a statement, I love you. Love is what we talked about in the opening of this program. And love is what you demonstrated tonight by giving of your time. Because whether we know it or not, anytime you give of your time, you are actually giving your life, a part of your life, that you will never, never be able to get back again. So we want to thank you, Brother Bobby, for sharing an hour out of the many years you've been on the planet. I know you're only 18. I understand 25 at the max. Okay, I'll go with that. But at any rate, we want to thank you for sharing some of your life with us to help us become better students of the revelation of Allah to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in these absolute self-improvement study courses that are absolutely divine guidance for all of us if we would apply ourselves to them. Hmm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's been a joy, a joy, a joy with me to be able to spend time with you, Brother Donnell and Brother Steve. Like I said, you all are in my foundation, and you will forever be in my foundation.
And well, brother, you'll always be our brother too.
Yes, sir.
Brother Stephen, take it away.
Let me grab both of y'all off of here real quick. And so, assalamu alaikum. I want to just, of course, we're going to play two videos before we leave. And I hope you all stay to watch them. It's going to be Student Minister Ava defending the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And as you all probably all know, nobody defended the minister like Student Minister Ava Muhammad. Nobody. I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody does a good job, but she was powerful. And so we're going to play that video and one other one. And then we want to, of course, continue to invite you to come on back every Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you are part of the interviewer. So this is an interactive program. Invite family, friends, and loved ones. Come on every Sunday and get insight into the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, as taught by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So with that, let's check out this powerful defense by our beloved sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
It is time for us to stand up and not allow the Honorable Louis Farrakhan to have to represent himself. After a man devotes 40 years of his life to resurrecting our people, in the name of Almighty God, Allah, then we owe that man confidence, trust, and respect. The caller who called in and questioned ownership of a home by the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, I want to warn us, not from me, but from God. Do you expect God to allow a man to give his life for 40 years and not provide decent housing for that man? Would you begrudge your own black leadership when you see entertainers, when you see politicians, when you see coke dealers living well in your midst, and you do not question from whence came the resources? But when you see a divinely guided man who should have 20 mansions, who there is not enough that we can do for this man in gratitude to Allah for favoring us with a man that will not compromise, cannot be bought, cannot be sold. Brothers and sisters, I warn us, we must grow spiritually to be able to accept a gift from Allah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, when Allah gives you a gift, you must accept it. So to the caller who called in and said that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad left you in charge of the nation, then why did you not get up and take charge of the nation? 15 years ago, when the Honorable Louis Farrakhan stood up in the hells of North America, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's name was being dragged through the mud. When I heard his word, I was suffering from cancer. being treated on chemotherapy, being shot with the poisons of the devil. Had I had to wait for the detractors who, out of envy and jealousy of his success, now want to question him, I would be buried 6 feet under today, waiting for them to get up. It was this man, the Honorable Louis Farrakhan, who, when the heart of the black nation was broken, picked up the pieces to the detriment and danger of himself and his family. And we will not tolerate disrespect of this man. We will not take it. And all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Say my prayers at night, for arrest my soul. Bismillah ir-Rahman, and the rest it flows. I'm blessed to show a nest that grows. Domestic role is that of a father, that of a husband. I treasure those, attest to those that set their goals. Then they measure growth instead of those who set it low, then expect the most. I left the coast to find my way back and invest in home. Then COVID hit and slowly stripped us of our precious cloak. The best of folks started slipping in some dreadful holes. Now wretched souls is all that's left. Who's next to blow? They went from shooting us to kneeling on our necks as though they want the world to witness lynching, yes or no. I watch celebrities who said that they were set in stone get buckled under weighted pressure till they settled low. But test me knowing, I bet I won't, just let you know. I said before just what I meant, never sell my soul. In hell it's slow expelling flows till I let it go. Excelling quotes, excelling those who have less than most. Until we reach the mountain's peak, nowhere left to go. Already there, if you aware, then I guess you know. Since we the winners, they offended, can't digest it though. They aggressively suppress it through expression, so you won't address and acquiesce to their oppression, bro. Nevertheless, we coalesce to an excessive glow. Now take this line back and rewind back the lesson slow. I bet you find that the rhymes that express my soul also contact a God that we all extol. And when it's all said and done, collect and grow. Collect and grow. Collect and grow.
And I leave you with this, beloved. You have to know when you've won. Don't act like a loser. Act like a winner. So you stop running around here. What they gonna do? What they get? All of that is over. They not gonna do nothing. We are the winner, and all we have to do is keep our eye on the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, who has carried us this far. We're not going to turn around now. May Allah bless us all with love and the light of understanding. Thank you for your patience. Assalamu alaikum.
Greetings, dear listeners. We have been blessed by Almighty God Allah over the 90 years of our work in the nation of Islam and lifting our people up from the miserable condition in which we find ourselves. We ask your support of our effort, and we hope that you will be generous and make a contribution to the work of the Nation of Islam and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan by clicking the button below or go to noi.org/donate. We thank you in advance for your support. May Allah God continue to bless you and your families. Assalamu alaikum.
Now, Now you can get the same uncompromising truth you've come to expect from the Final Call newspaper on all your connected devices. Subscribe to the Final Call Digital Edition today. Go to subscribe.finalcalldigital.com.